Straight represent for the people, you know what I mean? Solidarity with struggles, universal struggles. And one of those situations is also the situation of Oscar Grant, which is the main reason why we're here. So to speak on that, we actually have a member of his family, Brother Bobby Johnson, is going to come up before we have our panel discussion and give a few words and give some background about the Oscar Justice for Oscar Grant situation that we're dealing with right now. So give it up for Bobby Johnson.
Well, hello everyone. I'm actually a little surprised about this. I'm not, you know, a public speaker or anything. But first, you know, I like to have a moment of silence, you know, maybe about 15 seconds of silence for the young girl, the 7-year-old that was killed in Detroit by the police.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I think it's important that we recognize that, you know, because especially for me, you know, Oscar Grant is my nephew, and you know, I'll share this really quick who he is. It happened to be at 12:49 that night. I checked Oscar and told him that I love him. God loves him. God loves his family. And as we know, an hour later, he was killed. The very day before that was happened to be his mother's birthday, which he celebrated with, and she told Oscar that if you're going to party tonight, to catch Bart. And Oscar and all his partners caught Bart in San Francisco, and as you know, he was murdered. So I guess if I can, to give an introduction of who Oscar is, and more so where we at with the case, I think more importantly, you know, the community, it's been because of the community that we actually got majorly charged for murder. And even more importantly than that, it is the first time in California state history that a police officer has been charged for murder.
Yeah, right.
So we all, you know, are standing on an opportunity of a major change that could take place in this state. You know, many of us are dying at the hands of police, and it's been just going on consistently. And that's why I wanted to recognize those 7-year-old, because they're getting younger and younger. And they consider justifiable shootings or accidental shootings. You know, it goes on and on and on. They never get prosecuted for it. Very rare. You know, June 2nd is jury selection. The case is in L.A., as I'm sure all of you know. And the jury selection process will probably take about 7 days, 5 to 7 days, and then the trial itself will actually start about June 9th to 10th. If, you know, I'm not good at introductions, you know, but if I was to talk about the case and where we at and what's going on with it, you know, there have been many motions made by the defense, and right now they're trying to make Oscar as the one that perpetrated the crime. And as we know, he was the one that was actually murdered. You know, so, you know, it's sad. I'm still being optimistic about it. But it seems as though they're trying to set the stage to get him off. You know, the judge hasn't really been our friend.
Right.
You know, the DA, we hope, is our friend. You know, and we just really, that's all we have, is putting our hope and our trust in him that he do the best that he can, despite whatever may be going on behind closed doors as they throw the case. We don't know, you know. But I mean, as we know, everything is possible the way this system is set up today. You know, quickly, about 3 minutes. We've had many victories, though, up to this point. You know, as you know, Orloff resigned, Chief G resigned, Tony Peroni, who was the officer that had his knee on Oscar's neck, you know, use racial epithets. I'll just say it. He called Oscar a bitch-ass nigger 3 times before he was actually put down on the ground and murdered. He has been fired, finally. Marisol Dominici, the other female police officer, has been fired. So we've had some victories. You know, we have some changes that have taken place, and it's because of the community. You know, and I need to emphasize that over and over and over, is that when we stand up and make our voice heard as a community, only then does things seem to change. So, you know, we as a family owe all of you much love and thanks just for the support, because I know today Had it just been our family, he probably wouldn't even be charged. You know, and that's just sad to say. I'm not sure about the details. And, how much can I give? You know? Okay. You know, I'm unprepared anyhow, but thanks for the opportunity to do this. You know, because it's real important that we understand how important this case is, because history can be changed from this point. You know, Oscar was the peacemaker on that platform. You know, Oscar has a daughter. You know, he's a uncle. You know, fiance. You know, he's a grandson. You know, he's a nephew. I mean, he was just a very important person in my life because he was like my son. Actually, him and my son was the best man in my wedding. You know, that's how close Oscar and I were. You know, so it's important for me to speak on his behalf and to do all that I can to bring the justice that he deserves. You know, so I look at it today as not Oscar being murdered, but he was martyred. You know, because his name, everybody has seemed to have been able to hear it today. And as we continue to speak about his name and do what we can to bring justice, not only will he receive justice, but the Sean Bells and all the others that have been killed unjustly by these injustice police officers, we will bring peace to their families and justice for them that were also lost. I don't want to ramble, so I'm just going to go ahead and cut it short. You know, I hope I conveyed enough for you to kind of get a little glimpse of what's going on and where we at. You know, it's been a battle, and it's been hard. You know, and I don't want to forget about Oscar's friend that was on the platform. Jack, he's going to be sitting on the panel. We have two sons up there. We all were like families when the boys were growing up. You know, I was uncles to Jack's sons. Jack was uncles to Oscar and all his other partners. You know, we just had a big family. So we all are very, very, very close. You know, and so it's not like we're not being looked at. We're actually being harassed because we're standing up and we're speaking to the injustice that occurred. You know, and truth be told, you know, I'm not liking it. You know, but I'm not going to shut up either. You know, I'm going to speak about this.
That's right.
You know, wherever I go, even on whatever platform I'm given a mic to speak about, I'm going to speak about the injustice. And I need this to be heard. You know, many of us are going to question whether it was an accident or not. I feel this way. If Mesley had committed an accident, he would have told his parents, especially his mother, and they themselves would have stood on his behalf since he can't do it himself, and said they were sorry to us as a family. That has never occurred. It was not an accident. You know, and the preponderance of evidence all the way up until where we are today has showed that it hasn't been an accident. But they're trying to hide that. But it needs to be looked at that this was no accident. This was a murder that took place. And we need to stand up, stand together, and announce that it's time for some justice to take place, and these police officers that are doing it be put in jail. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, give it up for Brother Bobby Johnson right there, man. For real, for real. Shoot.